The way she walks, the way she talks, can't stop thinking about the girl in the king shirt. Take me on. Joni Gragan's here. I'm with Natasha Cheniv, the founder and president of Natron, and of course, Natron Healthy Trinity. Patty Lockhart's going to be joining us. Patty, I know you're listening, so you must call in. It's 707-545-1000, 707-545-1000, Miss Patty, to call in. And Patty is with Nurse Talk, and we're going to be talking to Natasha about things that nurses should know because, again, let's face it, first defense with our health. But good morning, Miss Natasha. Wonderful to have you on the program.
Good morning, and you sound perky already.
Well, I'm going to be more perky as soon as Patty Lockhart calls in at, one more time, I'm going to give her that number. So she's listed, 707-545-1000, Miss Patty. Right now, I want those fingers to be touching the phone. But Natasha, so much going on in health right now as we wait for Patty to call in with all this about Ebola and immune system, and people now are really scared.
I'm sorry for all of the sensationalism that's going on in the news, but it is a troubling situation. But, you know, what we've talked about for the last, I would say, 30-some years, that the gut microbes really control a lot of our health issues in our body. That doesn't mean that if, you know, our gut is healthy that we'll never get a viral disease, because that's a different animal. But the whole point is that we in the Western countries mostly live with a compromised immune system because our digestion is off. We've had many generations of people consuming overprocessed foods, which affects the flora in the gut. In other words, that 100 trillion microbes that line the gut, because 70% to 80% of your immune cells are also lining your GI tract. And they get upset by various irritants that come across the intestinal line, particularly food particles that are not digested properly and then are attacked by not-so-friendly microorganisms in the gut. So your immune system is busy fighting that battle and perhaps not doing other things to protect yourself from environmental stressors.
Yes. I mean, you know, and one thing I guess that I had on before, you were on too, he's talking about GMO foods, but how important, again, healthy immune system and, a good probiotic. And guess what? Miss Patty Lockhart is. Good morning, Patty. Are you? Morning, Patty.
Good morning, Joni.
Here you are, the executive producer of Nurse Talk, and we have Natasha on. And again, talk a little bit about some of the things that you would be interested in, Natasha, talking about in terms of nurses.
Well, you know, nurses are my heroes, and I don't say this just because Patty's on the line, because those ladies really are the caregivers and the ones who don't get enough recognition. And my sincere desire is to get the nurses educated, because I know they will educate their patients, because they're the ones who ultimately care for the patients. And, you know, the business of knowing how this gut microbiota, this 100 trillion microbes that live inside the 27 feet of our GI tract, affect everything from proper digestion and nourishing the body and helping the body heal itself when it's under stress. The 70 to 80% of the immune cells that line the GI tract, the second brain that's found in the GI tract, all of these things contribute to the patient's health and well-being. And I think the nurses would be a tremendous asset in educating their patients why it's important to keep this ecosystem optimal and to make sure that it gets the right beneficial probiotics inside the systems to keep the system optimal and functioning every day.
Exactly. Patty, do you have some questions, too, that you think?
Well, you know, Joni and Natasha, one of the things that, first of all, you know, as the executive producer of Nurse Talk, I am a self-appointed advocate for nurses, and I just wanted to say that I, too, salute the 3.2 million nurses in our country doing God's work.
Yes.
Nurses do take an oath to protect and serve their patients. And along the lines of what Natasha said, I know one of the things that I am so impressed about with Natron is, and Natasha, you educated me, Natron, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of probiotic products on the market today. I can probably speak safely for nurses that I know would be most interested in the purity and efficacy of any product that they purchase or would recommend to a patient. That's why I think your product is something that nurses would be proud to take and proud to share with any patient they have. So could you say a little bit more about the difference between your product and some and other products that sit on the shelves?
Oh, yes, definitely. First of all, remember, probiotics are living microorganisms. They're living one-celled brains. And we have to meet their criteria for survival when we're trying to arrest their growth during production and make sure that they're stabilized and healthy through production, through storage at the manufacturer, through the distribution channels, while they sit on the shelf in your favorite store or get you that you receive directly from our company in a thermally controlled box. You have to keep those bacteria unstressed, healthy, and alive during all of this process. And then you have to have the proper delivery systems that'll make it through the harsh acid of the stomach to survive in the small intestine. Now, a lot of people, you know, make these claims, but they don't have any certification. And I'm proud to say that Natron is the only manufacturer of probiotics that has achieved a very difficult international certification according to the Swiss pharmaceutical standard that says that everything we claim in our bottle is actually found in the product and that any guarantee we may issue is actually valid and the consumer can trust. Simpler things for the consumer to note is that any probiotic not packaged in glass will not survive well the distribution system. Any probiotic that hasn't been continually kept in a refrigerated state or in a thermally controlled state will not survive a shelf life and will be stressed and not able to function in the body. So it has to be put in a glass a jar. It has to have a tin lid in that jar. It has to have a clear label declaration of what's actually in the product by species and strain. And then it has to have proper instructions for the person to take care of the product so that the product is not damaged before the person takes the product in for their health benefit.
What do you think of that, Patty?
Well, I think that's amazing because I personally would never have known that. I mean, that's really great information to share. You know, another thing, Natasha, I love your passion for what you do because this is not just a business to you. This is a passion, and I'm so impressed with what you shared about why you do what you do. Can you share a little of that with me and with the audience that is listening?
Yes,
on
you know,
show today?
I really didn't have a business plan when I went into this business. It is rocket science. It's very difficult. It's a daily challenge, but my family introduced natural Bulgarian-style yogurt to the American public in the mid-1960s. The name of the product was called Continental Royal Yogurt, and some people still remember it and say what a great yogurt it was. And we also introduced natural liquid acidophilus. That was the best concept we had of the early form of a probiotic in the mid-1960s. And working for my family business when I started in the 1970s, I became so impressed by the number of people who would call our office and tell me about how they had this issue with their digestion or they didn't feel good or they had a child that was not that healthy and how much better the child or the loved one became after consuming the products. And I said to myself, you know, if I could, you know, capture the science and make sure that these beneficial bacteria were somehow stabilized and delivered in a proper quantity to the individual on a daily basis, think how much healthier our country could be and even the world. And so that's what led me to be involved with the University of Nebraska and as the exclusive licensee to represent their very good research on Lactobacillus acidophilus and the selection of healthy strains of these bacteria. And that's how, you know, Natron came about. And I must say that before my time, the word probiotic was not known by people. Didn't even know what I was talking about for the first decades of my business. And it's only really in the last year that people are starting to understand what beneficial bacteria are and why they're so essential to your daily health and why the diet, exercise, and the composition of this gut is really what I call the tripod of health. And I feel my work is not done until I get everyone to understand how important this concept is to your overall health, not just your physical health, your mental health, your immune health, your skin health. Everything in your body depends on these microbes.
Exactly right. It's all encompassing. Wouldn't you say that, Patty?
Absolutely. I would. Also, you may have gone over this before I got on the line, but I would be interested in simply asking what, so, for example, someone has acid reflux, or, you know, could you point out again, Natasha, what are the, I know it's a benefit no matter whether you're healthy or whether you have an issue. Tell me what areas would probiotics help? For example, acid reflux, stomach issues.
One thing that's been proving very well in the scientific literature is that selected strains of probiotic bacteria definitely aid digestion. And the reason we have acid reflux is because we have an upset in the stomach by not having the correct amount of acid, not really having a surplus of acid. And these bacteria communicate with our digestive system to help the system become normal again and facilitate better digestion so that the body is not engaged in what I call producing the acid in the wrong amount and having it reflux up the esophagus. Yogurt has been used for thousands of years as a digestive aid, and we know that it really helps with digestion. And I just want to remind everyone that your good doctor is even told by the pharmaceutical company that this medication should not be used for more than 2 weeks. And we know many people who are on these medications for several years. So I think anybody who has digestive issues should investigate what a truly good probiotic can do to help with your digestion and not, you know, take medication that disrupts digestion and can lead to a host of other problems, such as not being able to absorb calcium, which can contribute to osteoporosis, and, you know, having other infections in the lung, because remember, the acid is not there just to help digestion. It's there also to protect you from bacteria that you consume every day along with your food. So that is my recommendation to people who suffer from digestive disorders.
And the other thing, too, in the last minute and a half or so, the thing, too, Patty, that's so important is that, again, if the probiotic doesn't get, again, through the stomach acid, it's no good. And, again, that's why Natron does, because of its special coating. Right, Natasha?
Yes. I think we're the only probiotic company in the world that has a specific delivery system in oil. And if all of you remember your physiology, oil does not get digested in the stomach, but it gets emulsified by bile action a little bit lower down in the upper small intestine. So, you know, we have shown through independent studies that our product will survive over an hour and 1.8 pH in the stomach, which is unheard of. So that's very important, because it doesn't matter what the claim is on the label. If the probiotics can't survive through the stomach acid, you're wasting your money.
Exactly. See how important that is, Patty, because you could buy something, but again, if it doesn't get through, what's the point? Whether you even pay $10 or $15 or more, what's the point? You might as well throw it out the window.
Well, you know, I had that very experience personally, because all I heard for years was, oh, you've got to take a probiotic.
Mm-hmm.
And I marched into the health food store, and I don't even remember what kind it was. it was fairly expensive, and I took it for probably 2 months, and I had to say that it kind of turned me off to probiotics, because I didn't really see or feel experience an improvement.
But you see, now you know better, don't you, Patty?
Well, that's the beautiful thing here. I feel very privileged to be so educated, and I think we need to spread the word,
well,
Natasha.
Well, we are.
The word needs to be spread, because unfortunately this is what happens in a commercial world, that very complex products are marginalized by too much and over-marketing. And I have to say that virtually 90% of the products sitting in your health food store or in the mass market are not made by the people selling them.
Thank you.
It's like General Motors telling you that they make the space shuttle. They don't.
Thank you, Miss.
None of these people really make their own product or know very much about the science about the products that they do sell.
Thank you, Miss Natasha and Miss Patty of Nurse Talk. I appreciate it. I'm Joni Greggins. Again, have a wonderful week, and you're listening to KSRO.